everything right. And if they didn't do everything right, you need your own experts to come forward and testify to the medicine. That costs money, which is why the cap makes so much of a difference, because if you have to spend all of the money you could possibly get in a lawsuit just to bring the case forward, no lawyer is going to take that case. It's a job, after all. They have to get paid at the end of the day. So, you know, families who are seeking this kind of accountability need an increase in that amount simply to make sure that they can get the day in court that they deserve.
You know, it seems to me, we go back to one of my comments earlier, that you can either regulate an industry, for instance, medical, or you can have lawsuits, which cause change on their own. I don't think Americans get this. I think the people listening to my show do. The people listening to you and I talk right here do. But most others, it's a complex analogy or a complex situation, and they just don't get it. They just think somehow people act right.
Well, I think, you know, in my view, we need both, right? We need a regulatory system that's there that actually works, that is functioning properly to keep, you know, in this case, doctors who are not fit to practice from harming further patients. But then we also need that personal accountability, a patient's ability to get compensated for everything that they lost. And the two work together to make our systems better in the process. But I think you're right. A lot of people think the system works, people are good people, and that, you know, it's all going to work out in the end. Ask any one of the hundreds and hundreds of families that have come to me over the years with their, you know, horrific stories of medical negligence, you know, people who have been lost their limbs or lost their loved ones through tragic medical mistakes, if the system is working for them, and they'll tell you it's not.
Carmen Balbert, Consumer Watchdog. Where do people get more information?
Well, people can find out more information about the ballot measure, which is going to be on the November 2022 ballot, at fairfax.com, and they can always go to our website, consumerwatchdog.org.
Carmen, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michael, for having me.